Chapter 43.
How many?
It was the seventh time in the last hour Roki had calmed Warcon, inquiring how many votes he could put forth. He forced his voice to sound pleasant and agreeable as he replied,
"We're waiting on two more, and then we should have the 4/5.
I don't like to wait, Suldar.
I know, my lady."
The term always seemed to mollify her.
"But they will be here soon."
"They had better be. We have so much to do. This is only a stepping stone, and I am anxious to move forward."
"So you have said, my lady. They should be here any minute."
Lady Inara Massar looked at him. She knew about Roki, of course. Once he had chosen to throw his weight behind her. Not that he had been given much of a choice. He had informed all the Sith who answered to him that they would now do likewise. There had been a few who had objected. They had been sent to explore the depths of the Jedi Temple, and no one had heard from them since.
"I do wish you were a trifle more patient,"
he told Inara.
"Not all spiders venture forth and hunt their prey. Some of the most successful simply spin their webs and wait for their future dinners to stumble across the sticky strands. There's a few hours of gracious waiting, too much to ask when I'm about to make her chief of state."
"So it would seem, sir," Inara said, commiserating. "Though to be fair," she added, "listening to Padal Ovin hold forth for an hour would test a Grand Lord's patience."
"You have me there,"
he admitted. The Clatooinian had been droning on about his history and that of his world for the past, he checked, hour and 17 minutes. Now he was starting to address the issue of his brother's martyrdom.
"By dinner time, he'll have gotten to his arrival on Coruscant,"
Warcon muttered.
"I do wish there was some way to get him to hurry up."
"He knew that with his death, others would be inspired to follow the cause,"
Padnal was saying. His posture was still rock steady. The rules dictated that he not sit and not leave. Once he did, his time would be considered over. More than Kem and Warcon were fidgeting. No one had expected it to go half this long, and Padnal showed no signs of slowing down. Even his voice showed no strain.
"Those who died in the incident were fellow warriors, the military, not civilians. Grundle went to great lengths."
"Sir," said Inara, sounding very pleased, "Senators Shakla and Onoru have reported in. They're moving to their seats now. They'll be ready to cast their votes in 5 minutes.
"Excellent," said Warcon.
He clicked his comlink.
"Roki Kem,"
came the bright voice.
"My lady,"
Warcon said, allowing a trace of smugness to enter his voice.
"I am delighted to report that the last two senators have entered the building and are moving to their daises. Once Padmal Ovin has wound down and he has to use the refresher sometime, your ascension to Chief of State will be secure. Our worries are over. I suggest you sit back, relax, and enjoy the last we'll see of Padmal Ovin."
"It will indeed be the last we will see of Padmal Ovin. But I'm quite tired of waiting."